The National Cattlemen's Beef Association claiming that the American Farm Bureau has taken a position on the side of big government by opposing House language to defund the GPSA rule from the 2012 Ag Appropriations Bill. NCBA, which has worked to stop USDA's grain inspection, Packers, Stockyards, and Administration from moving forward with a proposed rule on livestock and poultry marketing reforms, has asked its membership via email this week to turn up the heat on state farm bureaus to try to get some action on AFBF and a letter sent by President Bob Stallman to Marcy Kaptur, Congresswoman from Ohio. Colin Woodall is NCBA's Vice President of Governmental Affairs.
What we're doing is making sure that all of our members understand that this action by Farm Bureau is definitely going to have a negative impact on our ability as cattle producers to enter into marketing agreements and to market our cattle without the influence of big government. So that's what prompted our alert to try to get some of these state Farm Bureaus to engage in this process with AFBF.
According to AgriPulse's Stuart Doan, Farm Bureau has not immediately responded to a request for comment. In a letter that was read aloud during the House Appropriations Committee markup of the Ag Spending Bill, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman wrote that the nation's largest farm group strongly opposes any action that would stop work on the proposed GPSA rule. Woodall says that the letter caught NCBA off guard.
We were extremely surprised to see that. And the reason why is because Farm Bureau had been pretty quiet on this issue. They had not engaged in too much of a grandiose fashion. Matter of fact, they had told us that they support a lot of the poultry provisions, but they had a lot of pause and concerns about some of the livestock provisions.
Colin Woodall says he doesn't think the dust up over GPSA will damage NCBA's collaborative working relationship with Farm Bureau on a host of other issues.
We as industry have to understand the issues that we can work with them on. At the same time, we also have to understand when we need to call each other out. And this is one of those that their action is going to have a huge negative impact on our members, and we cannot sit by and just let it go by idly.
The agricultural spending measure has passed, of course, the House Appropriations Committee, expected to be on the floor of the House next week. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.